for you that makes Brian Little work with Steelers and Line A right now?
Well, Brian's got a developed game. You know, his experience, his body position. He's also got really good agility. So he can shift direction, shift gears. There's a little bit more, I don't want to say necessarily uncertainty, but those two young men are really creative on the wings, and someday they do unpredictable things because they're still learning their reads on when to make a play and when not to. Brian reacts very, very quickly. Mark works very well too, but he's more of a straight line speed guy, so when he gets it up to speed, it's harder for him to adjust to maybe an unexpected play off the rush. Brian spent a lot of time in his own end of the ice. You understand that. He's played against the other team's best for years here. So he adds a real solid defensive background without really giving anything up offensively, right? Really good set of hands on him. He can make plays.
What was the importance for you of getting the guys out here today?
Usually after flights, you know, and especially because we had 3 days off. It's not a conditioning skate. It's all about getting the hands right, moving the puck right. Kind of a tough night for both teams. The ice was tough last night, so the puck didn't get moved real easily. So we just want to make sure that we're sharp for tomorrow.
Well, you talked about the goaltenders have given you a little bit more confidence of late. Can you expand on what you mean by that?
To be honest with you, Ken, not really. Other than that, there's a feel on the bench when a guy's playing strong, rebound control. Pav stops the pucks, but he made two or three big saves, which is critical. But the rebound control against a team like St. Louis and again against Dallas, because they're going to try to get into the blue paint on you, is really important for our back end. He had a real good grip on those pucks around the net.
You talked yesterday about how Jake Trouba's game has developed physically and how well he played yesterday, but is there a more subtle element to his game, the way he's thinking now, that is making him an even better player?
I think all of this, I think, comes with confidence and rhythm, right? So he's playing more. He's in a good rhythm. So some of that is experience. His reads are better. When to drive at a player, when to give ice. And that just takes, for a defenseman, a lot of times it takes years to develop that. So when he's decided to go now to close a gap, there's no hesitation, and he gets there big and strong, and a lot of times the guy ends up on his butt. His stick is really good in those situations. So there's less uncertainty is in his game, which makes him faster. That's the quickness of the game, not faster. Makes him quicker, and then his power and his strength makes him really effective finishing the deal.
I was thinking one play in specifically where he closed on Tarasenko in the neutral zone.
Right.
He didn't drill him, but he stopped him and then stripped the puck and moved the puck away.
Yeah, so part of that strength for me, I'm talking mostly about hash marks around the other hash marks, right, when it's a physical confrontation. But he's sure of himself when he's coming up. He's got the right gap, and it's not all or nothing. So he's got the stick out. He's got the good body position. And he's been taking pucks from people. The number of times he's used the back of the net, got the guy on his hip, used the back of the net, and then been able to come out with three strides and create a separation there. Not a lot of guys can do that.
Between your offensive outbursts and that confidence in your goaltenders?
I don't think so. You know what? I'll use Nick Ehlers as an example. When he's at the top of his game or if he's struggling a little bit, he still gets a bunch of chances to score, right? He's in alone three times. I think a little bit of sharpness out there right now. We've had a bunch of games where we're still getting fairly high-end offense in these games, whether we're scoring or not. I think our offensive output, the numbers tell us, we're pretty consistent. We've hit a run of games where the puck's going on the right side of the post.
Beyond, some people say save percentages should still be a concern. Are there other things you're looking beyond in terms of when you're evaluating your goalies?
Oh, for sure. The save percentage is a big number, but Andre's game against San Jose, it's not a save percentage issue there. Right? So I look at a lot of it as expected goals. Like, do you expect a guy to make a save? Or what happens on a play that he stops the puck but doesn't save the puck? So it's back into play. That's where I think he's really excelled. And then there's, you know, the glove save is a pure save, right? He's not stopping the puck. He's saving. That's a hell of a chance. Not a lot came back off him. In a game like last game, which was, maybe it was sloppy for both teams. The first game after a break, it was loose. It was sloppy. His controlling of the rebounds is a key piece.
Are you going back in tomorrow?
Yeah, Pav's going in tomorrow.
When you hear about Ken Hitchcock and what happened to him today, does that give you pause? Do you Do you take it more personally because somebody from your coaching fraternity?
I think if you're in long enough, you can certainly empathize because it happens to everybody, right? It's not a fun day. And the years that your team struggles, you're not working less hard, you're not less committed, you're not less passionate about what you do. And every time, for the most part, these NHL teams are like super tankers, right? A lot of guys can drive boats, but it takes some experience to drive the big ones. Most of them get another shot at it.
How about with Drew and Matthew? Closer?
Probably Matty closer than Drew, but Drew's making some real good improvements. Still possible, maybe Drew Colorado. I don't think tomorrow. But Matty's fairly close. We'll see how he feels tomorrow.